Hi, this is Donna.
Hey Donna, it's Esther again.
Hi, Esther.
All right, so I spoke with Avi. Two things. First of all, I set up an HJ user. Did you get an email by chance?
I didn't get an email yet, no. Hmm. Oh, wait, is it cut? Wait, hold on
no,
a minute.
Meaning
there's
I
so
think
many.
I
have different, it might have went to.
No, check your independent
Yeah,
email.
that's what I'm doing. Yeah, let's see. I did see the one from you. Yes, I did get a new user. Yep, I did get it. So then I can go ahead and get that set up. Okay.
So I just spoke with Abby. You know, I was just checking with our other PCA. Okay, come down. By them, the DPS and the nurse are the one handling the duties and the plan of cares. I'm going to set up for Jared an email as well and a login. So what has been the process until now? He was doing the clinical visits and he was creating the plan of care and the duties?
Yes.
Okay. I'm creating a login for him. Is he working this week? What's his
He works he always has Mondays and Fridays off, and he works Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays.
Okay. So let's do like that. See if you can get your HHA login.
Okay.
I'm going to pull it up. Here, hold it. And then I'm setting up first an email for Jared because he doesn't have an independent email with us yet. Just so that we can set up. Okay, so let's put a fresh one. Go get another one upstairs. Okay. I'll help you. How is Jared's last name spelled? I-R-W-I-N?
Yes.
And his Jared is J-A-R-R-E-D.
Let me just look that up. Hold on one second. So this is like not just the app that you're getting me logged into, right?
What is that?
So I need to have access to like the back office part too, right? That's the best way.
Yes, I'm giving you full access. I mean, you'll be able
okay,
to.
Good.
If you see that you don't have access to something, let me know.
Okay. Let me just double check that name for you. Okay, it's J-A-R-E-D, and then I-R-W-I-N.
Okay. Do you have a phone number for him, or?
Yes.
Because I think when they set up your email and everything, did you get, like, a verification call on your phone or something?
Yeah, well, they ended up setting it up on my personal one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his number is 315-477-9591.
That's his independent phone, right? Not his personal.
No, that well. So he works for Home Aids and he's contracted for independent.
Oh, right. Got it. Right. So kind of like a setup. Almost a setup like you have, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this phone number that you gave me, what phone? Is that a work phone?
Yeah. So he has another one. That's his essential work phone. Which,
no, I don't want the essential work phone because...
Okay. So the other one is 315-380-1525.
One five. You cannot press these buttons, okay? Okay, so I'm setting up an email for him, and then once I have an email set up, I'll be able to create an HHA login for him as well.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm trying to get logged in right now, so... I'm just making myself Okay. So now I have, let's see, my user. I write it down. So let's go back here. I'm sure I'll be fine. D Vadney INHC.
And by the way, regarding the duties that they couldn't select it, I'm able to put it in after they clock in and clock out. It's not an issue. I'll be able to update those until we get it.
Okay.
So I'm just curious. When they get a new client, are they, like, told, review the duty list so you know what the patient needs? Like, how does that
happen? Yes. So the way it works is, like, the nurse, like Jared or myself or some RN has to go out and make, like, usually they go out and admit the patient, and then when the aide comes, they do, like, a paper care plan and enter it in the computer. But they, let's see here, I was able to get in.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'll have Jeff set up, and then when he comes in tomorrow, you'll be able to speak with him?
Yes, he's actually coming in at 8 o'clock for a meeting, so I will catch him, I figured.
Perfect, okay. Yeah, because Avi says that he thinks also that he should be putting in the sign-up stage an hour in, so hopefully when he comes in tomorrow, I'll have his email set up. I don't know if he'll go get it. I'll have his email set up and HHA login, and he'll be able to
you
put
mean
it in.
For these patients? Like,
yeah, for the existing patients. So technically we're down to, what, 14 patients only? Because
yeah.
I have to discharge some of them.
Well, I can do that too.
Okay.
So maybe that's something
I just added our list of duties. I just added a list of duties that we had from our other agency, and I moved them over into the independent environment.
Okay. Okay. Why don't I start doing that then if Avi thinks that the nurse needs to do it?
Or, I mean, in our other PCA agency, it's, hold on, I did not give you access to an office. Do you see the patient list?
Well, no, it says your user account has been active, but not assigned to any office.
Yeah, I'm doing it right. I just noticed it. I'm saving it.
Yeah, I'm reading it right now. I just got in. So here's a question, like the patient's meds and assessment and all that, all flowed over, right? Well, I guess I know
what?
When I get in there. So like the patient's orders and all that, that flew over or
no.
Flowed over, no?
Mm-mm. Like the MD orders?
Yeah.
No. I could download it and put it in, meaning I could download it from Independence HA and put it in. I just know that with our other PCA, I don't think we even uploaded the HHA, but we could do that. Oh, you good? All done?
Okay,
so when
you
log in, you'll see that there's 19 patients, but I'm going to be discharging. Steve Brown is done, Barbara Huffman, Robin Moore was also on chat just for this.
Okay.
Rosa Marianne. Ariana didn't show up again. Oh, Lord.
Okay, so I'll get logged in and I'll look, but basically I'll need, between me and Jared, we have to get the care plans added.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that there was a way to transfer everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to actually, like, put everything in manually, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, I will just, so I'll start working on that when you assign me to an office, right?
Yeah, reload now. You might get it already.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't see it, then log out and log back in.
Okay.
Can you crank it out?
One minute.
At any point, do you require for the caregivers to appear to be at the office for anything, for trainings or anything?
Do we require to be? Well, I mean,
do they come to the office or
yes.
Do you do this over Zoom?
They can do them over Zoom or, well, I guess they use Teams here a lot, so.
So, did she show up to the last meeting, Ariana Renee?
No, she didn't, no. So that's why we're giving her that letter, but, you know, that's a good thing to talk about, like, you know, should we, like, we sent a letter, I said, well, why don't we just go ahead and send the letter like we typically would, because we're still in this transition period.
Either way, we
but
should,
I didn't,
regardless of if we're in transition or not, like, the patient is not being...
Right, right.
Or,
so, and I did confirm that she did go that one day, but then the next day she didn't show up.
Last time she appeared was Wednesday by anyone. She didn't work afterwards by anyone else. She came to Sandra Parda, like I told you.
But I didn't want her assigned. Yeah, but like, so what happens is, if at least if we don't assign her, it forces her to have to either ask or whatever until we can pin her down, because if we keep assigning her, then she randomly shows up. So that's why Helen took her off from assigning.
Yeah, good.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. I'm just shooting her one last email.
Yeah.
I know it's going to go nowhere. I got from her one response a few weeks ago, but that was it.
Yeah, well... Okay, well, I have a meeting here in a few minutes.
Okay.
So I will get in here and start working on that, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye.